Today, this central bank talked about interest rates. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 20th day of March. Thanks for being with us. In other news, if you are a wealthy tax cheat, the IRS is watching. The National Retail Federation predicts retail sales numbers for this year, and we'll share that story. A tentative deal with Southwest flight attendants has made the news. Gas prices are rising again, and we'll share why. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the latest news about paid subscription services hits printers. Nah, really? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're with us again today. Rate cuts will happen in 2024, said Jerome Powell and the central bank, but not until later in the year. The Associated Press is reporting that Federal Reserve officials signaled that they still expect to cut their key interest rate three times this year, despite signs that inflation stayed surprisingly high at the start of the year. Yet they foresee fewer rate cuts in 2025, and they slightly raised their inflation forecasts. After ending their latest meeting, the officials kept their benchmark interest rate unchanged for a fifth straight time. In new quarterly projections that they issued, the Fed officials forecast that stronger growth and stubborn inflation would persist this year and even into next year. As a result, they predicted that interest rates would have to stay slightly higher for a bit longer. None of that is good news for consumers or for home buyers. However, as a whole, the forecasts suggest that the policymakers expect the U.S. economy to continue enjoying an unusual combination. Like what? A healthy job market and economy in tandem with inflation that continues to cool, just more gradually than they had predicted some 3 months ago. On that bit of news, Wall Street surged with the Dow rocketing upward. We'll have those numbers from today coming at you in just a bit. Wealthy tax cheats are being put on notice. The AP is reporting that during an interview with IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel, the commissioner said they're looking at people who wrongly deduct private jet travel and otherwise shorten the government on paying their taxes. He said, pay your fair share so others aren't shouldering the burden of funding our government. He also has a thought for ordinary taxpayers putting off the inevitable with less than a month left in tax filing season. Get it done, he said, and double-check your work. The commissioner, who will hit the one-year mark at the helm of the IRS in April, said in a wide-ranging interview with the Associated Press that the agency will expand its pursuit of high-wealth tax dodgers with new initiatives in the coming months and is using tools like artificial intelligence to ferret out abusers and taking the fight to sophisticated scammers. In other words, you have been warned. Werfel is also promising taxpayers better service this year as he works to repair the agency's image as an outdated and maligned tax collector. But it's a tall order for a federal agency that even he is referred to as iconically unpopular with the American public. He said, we have some myth-busting to do, referring to alarmist and inaccurate Republican claims. The agency plans to hire 87,000 armed agents ready to harass middle-income earners. He said, we are not doing that. We are hiring phone assisters armed only with phone headsets, and we're also hiring accountants armed only with calculators. The National Retail Federation predicts that retail sales in the U.S. will grow by 2.5% to 3.5% this year. Last year, retail sales grew by 3.6%. The group said that it expects retail sales will reach between $5.2 trillion and $5.3 trillion this year. The 2024 forecast is roughly in line with the 10-year pre-pandemic average annual sales growth of, you guessed it, 3.6%. The group's calculation of retail sales excludes automobile dealers, gasoline stations, and restaurants to focus on the core retail sector. The 2024 retail sales forecast is based on economic modeling that considers a variety of indicators, including employment, wages, consumer confidence, disposable income, consumer credit, previous retail sales, and even weather. Many retailers are stepping up deals headed into the spring selling season while offering new loyalty programs, both free and fee-based, to get shoppers to return more frequently. A note that fee-based loyalty programs tend to offer a 60% jump in sales versus free programs. So there you have it. It looks like a deal's been struck between Southwest Airlines and the 20,000 flight attendants who work there. At Newstime, details of the tentative agreement were not released. The Southwest attendants rejected a previous deal back in December that would have given them an immediate raise of 20%, followed by four annual raises of 3%. The attendants are represented by Transport Workers Union Local 556, which will hold a ratification vote. The union's executive board has approved the deal. Pilots at American, Delta, United, and Southwest all approved contracts last year that will raise pay about 40% over the 5 years, but attendants have been unable to reach agreements. Delta Airlines cabin workers are non-union and do not bargain over pay and benefits. Gas prices are on the rise, and while some are quick to blame it on politics, it's not that easy. Fuel prices typically rise in March and April as refineries move from winter blends to more expensive summer blended fuel. Warmer temperatures also drive up demand and prices as spring weather conditions begin. Another factor contributing to upticks in global wholesale petroleum prices, which trickle down to price increases at the consumer level, can be traced back to the Russia-Ukraine war. Tom Glaza, global head of energy analysis at the Oil Price Information Service, told CNN that recent drone attacks on oil refineries deep inside of Russia are boosting gasoline and oil prices. While drivers may continue to see additional price increases in the near term, Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, says U.S. refineries will be upping their production volumes in the coming weeks, which should bring some price relief. Following the presser by Fed Chair Jerome Powell, Wall Street surged. The Dow closed up by a whopping 401 points at 39,512, while the Nasdaq picked up 202 points to finish the session at 16,369, and the S&P 500 added 46 points, close at 5224. This, by the way, is an historic bit of news for the S&P. It was just days ago that we were commenting on the fact that the index broke 5,100, but now, at over 5,200, it is remarkable. Gains, by the way, in equities today was very broad-based. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude fell by $1.29 to end the trade at $81.44 a barrel. And the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell as well, ending the day at 4.275%. And finally, there is this, and this is about yet another opportunity for you to shell out more money. If you were with us, you know that we recently shared a story about how retailers are catching on to subscription loyalty programs. I mean, it's happened at Costco, Walmart, Sam's Club. They're all in the game. Restaurants are starting their own paid loyalty programs that promise to boost your reservation to the top of the list. Well, now a new paid program has arrived, and it's from HP. And it deals with printers, not making this up. The company's latest offering is a monthly subscription for their printers. For $6.99 a month, customers will get a printer sent to them, complete with auto-shipped ink and tech support. The cost covers 20 printed pages. Printer sales have been declining for years, including nearly 8% in just the third quarter of last year. All of that according to industry tracker IDC. With the subscription model, HP is hoping to address consumer complaints about sustainability and the cost and nuisance of replacing ink cartridges. As with other streaming services, subscribers can pay more to get more, as much as $35.99 a month for printing 700 pages. Us? I guess we'll continue to deal with buying and installing the ink. But thanks anyways, HP. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.